The beat goes on. It could happen that you are a child of the 60s and you hit it off with an exotic singer with raven black hair to her waist, and you sing duets together that become so popular you get your own TV show that thrusts you to superstardom, and your lives are lived in a fishbowl, where things like the odd name you choose for your daughter become national fodder, and it's reported that you're having affairs and your wife is having affairs, and you break up amicably, lay low for a decade, then reinvent yourself as a Reagan Republican, have a new family, run for mayor, run for Congress, and surprising everyone, win. Continue along clean cut, wearing modest suits and ties, sporting short hair, and you are no longer considered the sunny half of Sonny and Cher, and haven't been for some time. You are just another adequate minor conservative California congressman. Then one day in 1998, you're out skiing in Tahoe, and no one knows what happens for sure. You may have skidded on some ice, or gone too fast, or weren't paying attention, and you slam headfirst into a tree, dying on the spot. And it could happen that 15 years later, The Beat Goes On is playing on the loudspeaker at the Christmas Tree Shop in Sherwood Plaza in Natick, Massachusetts, and a man could be walking aimlessly through the store, killing time a few minutes early to a meeting, and while he is walking past a display of fufa pillows that you can wrap on the back of your neck to sit comfortably in an airplane or in a car, he stops and listens to you and Cher sing over that hypnotic, seductive bass, and he is not really sure of the physiology of what makes a song so satisfying, but drums keep pounding rhythm to the brain. And he listens and starts thinking about the incredible randomness of life, and how your life in particular represents what is bizarre and wonderful about America. And he sees the pillows piled in the bin in all different colors and decides if he were to buy one, it would be orange.